tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's just after 11 o'clock on the second Monday of the month, and that means it's time for the listeners, the only live, completely improvised radio theater show on your dial. And over in Studio Double I in the left wing of the KBOO Broadcast Complex, we have a group of improvisers all going together where they go on a bus somewhere out in the city of Portland.
Number nine bus, Powell, a Rose Festival destination, number nine.
Excuse me, does this bus go in Powell?
Number nine, Powell, destination, Rose Festival, yes.
Yes, to Powell and Rose, trying to get to the Rose Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Spokane.
Oh, well, welcome to the Rose City, Portland-friendly Portland. Get on the frickin' bus.
But this is good. Okay.
Okay, let's get in, get sit down. Okay, ready?
Da Nang was hotter than Korea.
Was it now?
Let me tell you, I was a two-star general in Da Nang, but I would have rather been a base private in Korea. That's how bad it was, Lloyd.
That is really bad, Jerry. I really do feel sorry for you.
Feel sorry for the fact that you cut off one of your fingers so you wouldn't have to be in any wars, Lloyd?
I lost my toothbrush! That's the bus! I lost my toothbrush!
We're not responsible for personal property, man.
Everyone looks for their toothbrush! I have to spit! Look for my toothbrush!
Can I see that transfer, sir? Let me see that transfer there. That's from yesterday.
Bum bum!
That's ridiculous. I got on from another bus.
No, that's from yesterday.
Get off the bus.
I might have been born
bus.
At night.
The bus, man.
But not from last night.
Listen, I have to get to the library because I have to get on the internet. There was an internet date last night, and I need to
Let's
know how
go.
It went.
Sir, you know, it sounds like a personal problem to me. I've got a gigantic machine that I need to operate here.
Bus driver, I've got $1.65 to cover his fare.
Please.
Here you go.
Thank you. I have a giant machine in me. It's called a heart.
Well, as long as we've got the fare in the box, that's all that matters to me.
I think we can all move on now.
Thank you, miss, for your good Samaritanhood. We really appreciate that.
Here's my toothbrush!
Brunette?
Yeah?
Brunette,
Penny.
I want to sit next to you in biology today, and I'm not going to take no as an answer, so this isn't really a question.
Well, aren't you very forceful and masterful today? And so are you trying to imply that there's some kind of biological imperative that you get to just sort of decide, and that I don't have any choice? Or
it's more of a Dr. Phil imperative. He told me to take what I want, and I want you, Brunette, to sit next to me in biology today.
Well, as it just so kind of happens, Kenny, I would like that. I would be happy to sit next to you. But
yes!
Excuse me, does this bus go to Powell? I'm just rechecking.
Wait, we're on Powell right now, ma'am. If you just relax and read that copy of, what is it there you got? Us Weekly?
Us Weekly with a spread pullout for Portland.
Well, you know, we'll be there real soon, sweetheart. Just relax.
I don't want to miss the roses.
No, you won't miss the roses.
I can't believe they called it double latte.
God.
Double cream.
Damn those kids on a bike. Uh-oh, everybody get ready, folks. Handicapped person.
Oh God.
Nobody say anything when they get on. Just look at them.
Can you get in there all by yourself? Do you need me to help?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, God.
I hope I'm not late to work. That's all I've got to say. I've just got... I ran to catch the bus.
Like
I nearly chipped
a
heel. Special buses?
And, God, we're running 7 minutes behind schedule as
there
it
was
is.
Maybe a possibility that that person could wheel themselves there. Why are they on the...
Bing! Next stop, Powell, Milwaukee.
Zoom. You know, Mike, I think it's really time for me to move out. I've been thinking about it.
Wow. I saw that bus go by and I thought the exact same thing, Perry. I need to be alone.
You were thinking the same thing.
We've been together so long, we're thinking the same thoughts, Perry.
Well, I mean... Some people see that as a good thing after a while, but I can understand that I kind of need my own identity.
Well,
I've been growing, you know, lately. I've been really growing.
I've seen you be growing, and I've seen me be growing, and I can't decide who be growing, you or me, dog.
But I think I'm just outgrowing the apartment itself. I'm just big. I'm really big now.
You're huge. You're like a ficus plant in a Dixie cup.
Wow. And but, one of those ficuses that it grows, you don't really even know it, but then you turn around one day, wow, that's a full-on plant.
But you know what I gotta check? You know what I gotta check? Kick this. Are you growing, or am I growing, and you're just following my lead? I'm not even sure which one of us should be moving out, boy.
Well, you know, I presented the idea first, so I feel like I can have dibs on it, and I think it would really aid my growing and make me feel responsible if I actually made that movement. If I stayed behind and you left, then I think that might stunt my growth.
Excuse me. You sweet boys. Can you tell me how I can get to the west side?
Yeah. You're gonna want to take the number 44 bus express, all right?
It's coming up in a few stops.
That one's got flames on the side. That's
check
how you
that.
Listen.
I told you, Jeff. 44.
Uh-huh.
Flames.
Wicked.
Lay it out for me. You two a couple? Because you're looking hotter than flapjacks.
Well, a lot of people says we's couples because we dress alike, but I don't think we roll like that.
I'm moving out. We're more like brothers.
Mm-hmm. Or more like identical twins from the same placenta.
Oh.
Scratch it, same egg.
Good point.
Oh, very sweet. Thank you, boys.
So, Leanne, when we get down to the Rose Festival, I think the first thing that we need to do is scope out the sailor of our choice. That's the main thing about the Rose Festival, is some elephant ear.
All I know is the bed I'm going to tonight isn't going to be on land. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be on water.
Oh,
yeah.
You even got taken farther than me.
I'm taking it everybody to the limit.
There's something about those guys in those Cracker Jack kind of looking outfits that just...
For a while I was going for the cooks, for the Snap Crackle Pop guys down at the Western Culinary Institute. I said, no way. I'm going for Cracker Jack. But no dog.
No dog?
No dog. No dog. And we got to have a signal. We have to find ourselves a fine Navy fleetsman. What is the signal?
What if I do like the armpit fart?
Excellent.
I spot one.
Excellent.
Okay. And you, that's going to be yours, too?
It's the same.
Okay.
I'm not coming home tonight to land. I'm not coming home to land.
Well, I hope we don't get in, like, remember last year how we had that throwdown in Chinatown with those, you know, those girls who thought they were much fancier and they just weren't having the scrunchies in their hair and stuff? It's our prerogative. The sailors are our prerogative, man.
Trade at 417.
God, that bus just completely blew right by me. I mean, come on, share the road.
We don't have to stay in the bike lanes if we don't want to. If it's not safe, if it's hazardous, we're allowed to, like, go outside the lines of the bike lane. It's supposed to be bikes before vehicular and peds before all else.
That's what I'm saying. It's like history, you know? Joan, you totally understand that, like, life started on our feet and then went to bicycle power and then went to automobiles. We had seniority,
wait,
Joan!
So, like, what you guys are saying, Joan, what you're, like, saying is that we're, like, at Tiananmen Square, but we're, like, there all the time.
Right, all the time.
In front of the tanks, man.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
Leading the tanks, but maybe getting run over.
Wow. Yeah. And they're by things that, like, belong to the city of Portland.
History repeats itself, man.
Yeah, man.
Wheels.
City of Portland, man.
Actually,
these buses are like Chairman Mao on wheels.
Actually, yeah. they're Metro. It's not City of Portland.
So Metro Mao, then.
Metro Mao.
Maltro.
Maltro.
Very well
said. Zig Heil.
Zig Heil Maltro, because I'm riding down the center lane.
God, you know, we are like Captain America.
Yeah. Captain America and Aqua Boy. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. That dog is not a service dog. You cannot bring that dog on the bus with a rope around its neck.
This is my companion.
Well, you know, we just have rules. They
he
can be in a carrier or they can be a service animal. And that,
he'll,
look at that dog.
He doesn't bite. He doesn't bite.
No.
He'll stay on my lap.
That's not even a leash. Excuse me, he's got my pant leg, sir.
Jojo, stop that.
I need you to get the animal off my bus right now.
We are going down to the festival to get an elephant ear.
You know...
Oh, that's a good Jojo. Oh,
the dog is wetting on my change machine. Jojo.
No, Jojo,
Jojo,
stop.
That's bad, sir. Sir, if you don't do something about this yourself, I'm going to call in to the security.
Well, we'll go to the back of the bus. Thank you.
No, sir. I just told you, you need to get the dog off the bus, please.
But...
TriMet, security, please. I have an unruly rider with an animal.
The dog has ridden with me several times before, many times before.
You've reached TriMet.
TriMet.
Hello, this is Darlene on bus 9, bus number 7142.
Jojo, stop it.
Hi, Darlene.
Jojo.
My name is Bill.
Bill.
How can I be of assistance to you
today? I need a security officer out here. I have an unruly...
Oh my.
I have a wedding dog and an unruly patron.
Oh my God, Darlene, are you in a safe place?
Jojo, come back.
I'm in my seat.
Safe place.
All right, just... Oh, God. You're in the front lines.
Bill,
don't lose it. Don't lose it again.
It's just, you know, I used to be a driver, Darlene.
Bill, get it together.
I used to work the routes.
You did? Bill?
Oh, God.
Hey, what's going on over there?
It's just my supervisor, Tammy. She's here to motivate me and not let me... Think about where I used to be, and life was so sweet and wonderful.
One more chance, Bill.
Hey.
Oh, God. My beautiful face.
I don't mean to interrupt, you know, the human drama that's going on there, but the dog has now stolen one of the patron's wigs, and now I have to control.
Oh, God.
Jojo's got a wig.
It sounds like in the background that you're stopped at Powell and... 76.
They
still have that Jack in the Box, don't they?
Bill, look at me.
Hi, Tammy. Oh, God. Oh, Trey.
Oh, my God. Should I call 911 or what?
A little feathery dart got right in my chest.
Click.
You're sleeping now.
This dog's grabbing at my socks. I still don't think this is Powell.
I can't stop right now. I needed you guys to work it out between yourselves. Sorry.
I got some meat in my pocket. Now open the door while you're driving real slow.
Oh, great. Look what you're doing. You took that meat out. Now my service ferret is going to be attracted to it.
There it goes, out the door.
My service ferret. That has specific needs for me. It fulfills.
All righty, problem solved. Well done, patron.
One ferret down.
Patron, you get a Medal of Honor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got a Medal of Honor, Lloyd.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got two. One for perning, which is burning and pruning at the same time.
That's what you did to chase out those Viet Cong, didn't you?
That's right.
The only solution.
And then in Korea, what I did was I sawbucked. I sold and I bucked. I bucked the Koreans right out.
They deserved it, let me tell you, those communists.
Oh, you know a lot about communists, Lloyd, having stayed here in America with your fingerless hand.
I was here fighting on the back lines. You couldn't have gotten anything without the support of the little man behind the scenes.
Lloyd, I'm just going to say it. I take offense to you wearing a uniform to the parade today.
So anyway, John was like, I'm totally going to go. Oh, yeah, here you go. I'm totally going to go to the prom with you. And I was like, I don't want to go to the prom with you. What are you talking about? So then Susan's, I'll turn it up. You can't hear me? I'll turn it up louder.
Excuse me, miss. Can you please?
What?
You know, cell phone conversations are required to be, like, not for everyone's.
First Amendment, baby. Right? Okay, so then John was like, I'm totally going to Hot Topic.
You see the sign we have, like, no swearing. No violent behavior, no annoying, overvoiced cell phone conversations.
It does not say annoying or overvoiced.
It's for the public good. Just go in the back and discuss last night's fiesta quietly, please.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, pardon me.
P.S. Your underpants are above the top of your pants. I don't know when that became fashionable, but it's unseemly and could cause me to wreck.
Excuse me. Okay, pardon me. Pardon me. What's this dog piss doing here? Okay, excuse me. Okay.
Sir, you're
going
to
have to... It's actually ferret piss.
You're going to have to clean up JoJo's and Squeaky's urine before you leave this vehicle. Have I made myself clear enough?
No problem.
I know my rights. I paid my $1.73.
That doesn't mean that you can leave bodily fluids... In my vehicle, sir.
This ain't your vehicle, this is Metro's.
How you doing, fellas? It's good to see you again.
You know, not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Cash Connection.
Yeah?
Yeah, gonna get a payday loan. Then life will be sweet.
You must have just finished your shift for TriMet. You still driving that 9? Yeah?
Well, actually, I haven't been driving for a little while.
No?
No.
I used to watch for you when you came around the corner at 37th. I used to watch for you.
You did?
Yeah. I used to watch for you. I don't see much anymore.
Well, why didn't you say something at the time? There's no law against a bus driver, you know, dating one of their riders. I always thought you were really cute, kind of cute.
Is this the 44 Express stop, or do I need to go block down?
Block down.
Block down. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You guys have a good time.
No problem. Ladies. You never said nothing.
I didn't. I thought it was better just to watch you. When I watch, I have my own imagination to fall back on. Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
So, Phyllis,
That bitch Darlene took my job. That bitch Darlene. Did I just say that out loud?
Wow, it looks like we're both saying a lot of things out loud.
Well, sometimes I can't tell if I'm just thinking it or if I say it out loud.
Can I just watch you walk to Cash Connection? I'll just stand right here.
Okay. Here's my rump going
there
to Cash Connection.
Go. There you go.
Hello? Hello, I'd like to get a payday loan, please, for $100.
I will need to see papers of
certification of who you are.
Okay, here's my driver's license and my library card and here's my Subway frequent snacker card.
All very convincing. I shall take it into the back lab. Fritz!
Yeah, you have something for the Notary Public?
I need this notarized!
Let's see if it is genuine! I run it under black light? Acid test?
I will get out the mackerel!
Present the mackerel!
The mackerel approves!
Back in the water.
Stomp! Give her the money and get her out of here!
All right. 100 francs.
Dollars.
We only have francs.
France! She wants dollars!
Dollars? We only serve francs.
God, what do we look like? A goddamn, you know, cookie factory?
Well, I didn't come to francs for less. I came to cash. Cash is American.
Listen, lady, all we've got is macros, okay? If we're the barracuda, we'd give you dollars.
We're going to give you a Jeff mackerel, because you're a problem.
I can't buy groceries with a fish.
You can eat it, though.
I don't need to buy groceries now for another couple days, so... What a happy coinkadink.
We were helpful!
Have a good day now!
Number 9, bus. Oh, God, the handicapped person has to get off.
Oh. My foam has become white liquid on top of my cup.
Boop, 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 boop. If you'd lose some weight, you wouldn't have so much problems with your knees. Boop, boop.
I'm just
boop,
saying, it boop, takes longer for them boop, to get off than it does boop, for them to get boop, on. Boop, why don't they just stay boop, off?
Thank you, driver! Fuck you all!
Oh, that just proves our point. Ungrateful! Oh,
hold on, you're getting in here just for 1 second. Let me get the ramp up. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God, out of control. Those people! Really?
Boop, boop, boop,
should have an amendment boop, against them on the bus.
Okay, come on, load them up. Come on, get in. We've got it. We're behind schedule by 17 minutes, everyone. 17 minutes.
If we're late to first period, Brendette?
Mm-hmm. Kenny.
I will cover for you. Because
if we're late, how are you going to cover for me?
I'm your man now. I speak for you.
This, Kenny... You know, I really do think you're really cute, and I think you're really
stop
smart.
There.
What?
That's all I need to hear. Dr. Phil says you only need compliments in a relationship. Never put a butt in a sentence. You wouldn't put a butt in a pie, would you?
Well, I haven't thought about it very much, really.
Exactly. But... Don't make butt pie, he says. Make love pie, Brendan.
Oh, my gosh. But you're making me uncomfortable because you're trying to speak for me, and I don't... I'm a modern...
Phyllis, you got a jar of mackerel. You don't have cash, I expect.
Well, it was the damnedest thing.
What's that?
It was the damnedest thing. I went in there. They didn't have dollars. It was run by some kind of...
Oh, was it? Know, was it these two Germans?
Are they? I thought they were maybe Czechoslovak. I never heard that accent before.
Yeah.
But yeah, no dollars.
Yeah.
Francs. They were checking my ID with the fish.
Yeah.
And, well, so do you like mackerel?
I love mackerel.
Well, I did have a package of leftover tortillas I was thinking about making some mackerel.
Oh, get over yourself. You do, you crazy
you
girl.
You want some mackerel tacos?
Why don't you walk ahead of me back to your house?
Okay. Mackerel tacos and episode of Nip Tuck.
Woman after my own heart.
Come with me.
Have you been waiting long for the bus? Just a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I really hate to, when you're a block away and you see the bus go by and you miss
like,
it.
Do I run? Or,
or do you not even give it a chance?
Yeah, not even go.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that too.
And then I also hate when you get to the bus stop and you wait, you hurry up and you wait when you get here.
It's like I didn't need to hurry.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
No, because like, how are you going to know?
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, they give you the schedules, but how often is it actually accurate?
I'm sorry, is this the number 44 express stop?
It's a couple blocks over.
Well, okay, sorry. You guys keep going.
I saw that earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I totally thought that was him.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to say, like, hey, I saw you earlier today.
That'd be kind of weird,
too.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, were you watching me?
Uh-huh.
Like, no.
Were you stalking me
or
something?
Yeah, I'm a stalker.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was stalked once.
No way.
Yeah, no
really?
Kidding. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was kind of, creepy, sure, but also kind of flattering, you know.
Yeah, it would be. It's like, ooh, me?
Yeah, I got a fan.
You know, all these other people you could stalk.
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
It was a
girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That made it a little more extra flattering.
Oh, super.
Yeah, you know, I kind of let her down easy.
Yeah.
I said, I got women waiting in line, and you can get in line if you want, sure.
No,
but I can't tell you how many years it might take for me to get to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a frequent bus rider. I'm just trying to do my part for the environment. Did you see that Al Gore documentary? I think we all need to do something to stop the greenhouse effect and help in some way. So I ride the bus once a week.
Is she crazy? She like talking to herself.
Oh my goodness, you're from a different culture. Aren't you two just the cutest little thing?
What is your mouth?
Do you like shrimp?
What is bull?
See, this is why I love this experience so much, because it's just so colorful and rich.
I really enjoyed the mackerel.
I enjoyed making the food for you. I gotta admit, you look real good there on the sofa.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I remember what you said about, was it Darlene that took your job?
That bitch.
Well, I sent a complaint in to TriMet about her.
You did?
I just made it up. I just want you to get your job back.
Oh, God. You're amazing, and you did that for me?
I did. I put a bear trap on her back door. What do you think?
You sent a written thing and you sabotaged her house?
Yeah.
God, you're speedy.
If it gets her right, it'll amputate her left leg. She won't be able to operate the emergency brake.
Oh, my. That's a stroke of genius.
Yeah?
Come here.
You come here.
Oh.
Lloyd!
Yeah?
I want you to take off those homemade medals. They devalue my service.
I made these in honor of your service. I put a lot of care and understanding into these. These are a tribute to men like you, made by men like me.
You are a backseat war veteran. You're riding my coattails, and I'm done with it, Lloyd. When we get to the parade, I don't want you marching.
Well, I have my own little group, you know. Veterans who never served.
Hey, you're not a veteran, you're just an old person, then.
VWNS. veterans who never served. And we get together and we have patriotic times.
Oh, do you sit around and talk about what
might have been?
Oh, you know what was? You know what really went down?
I read about it, and I was there in spirit.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what really went down. People died, Lord.
Oh, I heard. It was terrible.
You write it off so quickly. You don't know nothing about the grisly details. And I'm going to sit on this bus and let everyone know the grisly details of what it's like to pull your friend's intestines out of your pie.
So hold on, Susan. I just can't concentrate because this is Olga just yammering on and on. Let me turn up the volume more. So anyway, so I'm in biology. And John's like, no way. I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, yeah. What? Excuse me. Is there a problem? Ding.
There's no extra loud cell phones on the freaking bus.
Excuse me, I'm not being extra loud. If I wanted to be extra loud, I'd put it on extra loud.
You are in the back of the bus, and I can hear you in the front of the bus.
It's an extremely important conversation. So anyway, there's this woman running the bus, and so anyway, it's just crazy. So I totally wanted to go with the pink for the prom, but then John was like, no way, don't wear the pink. And I said, well, I'll wear the...
So, Danny, what happens if I pull that string? I want to pull that string.
You can't pull it now. Don't pull it until we need
ding,
it.
Ding!
No! Oh, you can cancel that! She didn't mean it!
Jesus Christ. Daddy, what's wrong with that woman? How come that woman is so big? How come she looks so weird? Daddy...
Yes.
Daddy, what is that sticky thing on the seat?
Oh, don't touch that.
Daddy,
don't touch
ooh,
that.
It's gooey. Oh, Dad,
oh,
it's in my hair now.
Here, let's wipe that off.
When are we going to get to the carnival?
No,
when am I
going
to get to see the...
Dad. They have midgets there, dear. Just remember the
midget?
Yes.
Does your little girl want to sing a song?
Do you want to sing a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all around town.
The people on the bus have a really weird smell, really weird smell, really weird smell. The people on the bus have a really weird smell, all around town.
Wasn't that? Right.
That was fun. Are we almost there?
Darling. Darlene, come in. Darlene, this is the office. Come in.
Bill. God.
Are you on your layover?
I have like 5 minutes to eat my sandwich and, yeah, check in with you.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I want you to sit down.
I
have bad news.
What?
Somebody put a complaint in against you.
What? What do you mean somebody put in a complaint against me?
Now, the first thing you're going to want to do is exact revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bill,
I'm going to tell...
deliver the news. Simply deliver the news. Don't editorialize.
Sorry, damn it. Sorry. I'm going to read it.
What does it say?
The top of the card says TriMet complaint card.
Okay.
And then below it has our address.
Yeah.
1401 17th Street, Portland, Oregon. And then some door. And then there's a little thing that says your name, and they decided not to fill that in. Blank.
Oh, bastards.
And then it says time ridden on the bus, and they filmed that in. And it says 8:09 a.m.
8:09.
And then it says your bus route.
Yeah, Bill.
They didn't say your name, but I know you were on that bus at that time.
Bill, get to it.
Sorry.
So you spent some time researching this and figuring out that I was the driver involved.
Bill, I'm taking off the safety.
Please. Okay, all right. No, it's fine. Because you know what? This isn't about me. This isn't about the negative comments I got that led me to leave a bear trap at a bus passenger's house. This is about you. And this is about you getting comments saying that...
You left a... You... Okay, I didn't hear what I thought that I just heard, because...
Well, you see, I decided to take justice into my own hand. And I released a bear trap into a person's house. Now you say, how do you release a bear trap? Well, I attached it to a weasel. Well, technically it was a ferret, but it's a part of the weasel family, and it went into the house and left it there, and the passenger got attacked by
it. It was a service ferret, wasn't it, Bill?
Yes.
Well, can I just ask, personally, I'm really glad that you did that, and I'm very flattered, Bill, but what was the nature of the complaint? Because it was a really rough day today, and I had a hard time.
Oh, actually, your layover is over. You need to get going. You're going to be late.
No.
Base out, click.
Later that evening, Bill, would you like me to order for you?
Yes. I can't decide between the tempura shrimp or just the straight bourbon.
All right. He's going to have the tempura shrimp, please.
Thank you. Excellent choice. And how about you?
I'm going to have the spaghetti.
Okay. Tempura shrimp and spaghetti. Great. Thank you. Enjoy.
We can share, Bill, if you want to try the spaghetti. I don't mind if you reach over with your fork.
Okay. That's really considerate of you. Giving something to me.
Yes. Are you ready to give to me?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. I have made so many mistakes today at work.
Yeah?
I went to the vending machine, and I just kept feeding in francs.
And that didn't work, did it?
No, because you need cash to get to a vending machine.
How long did it take you to figure this out, Bill? How much money did you lose?
About 100 francs.
Yeah.
I don't have any mackerel to pay them back with.
It's okay, Bill. It's okay. We'll get through this.
Thank you.
I'm still here for you.
Thank you. I know it hasn't been easy.
It hasn't been easy for you, too. I understand.
I know there's a lot of glamour related to dating a bus driver. And now you're just dating a desk driver. Ah, God.
Bill, it's okay, Bill.
Your tempura shrimp and spaghetti.
Look, Bill, it's tempura shrimp. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God, there's a fine one. There's a symbol. There's a signal.
Oh, my God, he's totally fine.
He's totally foxy.
Totally fine.
Look at how he fills out those bell bottoms.
How's it going?
Hey there. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, you are...
Looking good.
You are something.
Well, you guys look great. I love those pants.
Thanks.
Look at those. It's got to be... My God, those have got to be a size 9 on a size 2 bottom.
Well, that's... Wow. That's really sweet of you.
Wow, he's right. He has a good fashion sense. You have a really good fashion sense.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time out on the sea. And so the only magazine I subscribe to is Glamour.
I've never seen a neckerchief so crisply starched before.
You're like almost too muscular, you know, like you work out all the time or something. It's amazing.
Well, I actually had polio as a child. So my
Get over yourself.
I did. That's why my legs are so thin, but my upper body is so big.
That is fabulous. That is amazing. Awesome.
Is that
I want
Mystic
polio.
Tan?
It certainly is, and the eyelashes are bleached.
Wow.
It makes my face more vibrant.
Wow.
Yo, does he seem a little...
No, no, it's like...
No?
It's metrosexual.
It's good?
He's...
All right.
How about us girls?
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
Go get some sweet tempura shrimp. I know just the place!
You know, I'm not feeling so good all of a sudden. I think I might need to beg off.
We could go on the executor, though. She won't go on the executor ride with me. And I need a partner. You want to do that?
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Go!
It's only 6 tokens.
It's crazy. We've kind of been waiting for the bus a really long time now.
I know.
Oh, it's like, I'm not sure now. Misjudged it.
Maybe I should go home and get on my bike now or something.
Oh,
but then,
you have a bike?
Yeah.
Wow. I never learned to ride a bike.
Really?
It just seems so hard to balance.
Yeah, we could get a tricycle. Tricycles are okay, you know. It's not anything to be ashamed of.
Yeah. Okay, you want to?
Go bike?
Yeah, I'd have to get a tricycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, would that be dumb?
By the time you get a tricycle, though, the bus will come, maybe.
I don't know.
Then you'll regret it.
Do you think the bus... What if there's no buses anymore?
What if TriMet's closed?
TriMet's closed!
Ran out of money!
Sorry! Would that be great?
Maybe somebody will come by and put up a sign on the bus stop saying, sorry!
No money! Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, that's a different dog. That's a different dog. This is the second time today you've tried to get a dog.
You recognize me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
But I...
You know, there's not many guys walking around with three hairs and a ponytail.
Well, you know, I thought if I put on the different jacket.
No, this is one of those like, fool me once, you know, shame on me.
Fool me twice.
Yep. Or no, the other way around. Yeah exactly. So
yep.
That's not even a dog.
Yep.
That's like a monkey.
Yep.
I have monkeys. To get rid of my service ferret. There's no way a service monkey's getting on here.
We don't have any kind of guideline for a, you know,
well, that
not
must
a non-human
okay,
primate cannot come on public.
That trip. Must mean it's okay, then.
No.
Hey, man, how's it feel to be a fascist? Not letting the primate on? What's that about?
Yeah, come
we
on.
We share.
I'm going to experiment on the primate here if we just don't get this resolved. I've got like 45 minutes left in my shift, and I'm on my
last
nerve.
Dude, what is this, Maltro?
Yeah, really, huh?
Yeah.
I made a sign on my T-shirt.
We share 99% of our genetic traits with this.
Well, speak for yourself, because I don't think that... I think maybe you do.
Sure, the T-shirt.
Look at this! My t-shirt reads, Starbucks sucks!
Yeah.
Wow.
You are Starbucks of the road!
Power to the people.
I want a double column latte of justice!
I'm calling in.
Power
we
to the
shall
primate.
Overcome! We shall base. Overcome!
TriMet base, please. The TriMet base.
You've reached TriMet.
Be very careful, Bill.
Hi.
Is it Bill?
You called back.
This is Darlene.
How are you doing?
Not really good. I've got a monkey loose now, and I've got some protesters, and I've got a little girl with some kind of, you know, DNA in her hair, and I've got a young woman with a very loud cell phone conversation going on, and... I'm reluctant to say I'm going postal, but I'm going tri-metal. Oh no! God, heaven! It's a handicapped person.
Beep, 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 beep.
Everybody be quiet, just look at it.
Ramps down, ma'am.
Don't stare. Gosh, on car.
Do you need me to help you?
No! Piss off!
Alrighty. Okay, just back it up. Just.
Brakes on!
Don't run into the change machine, please.
Alright, listen. Okay, driver?
Yeah.
I need you to listen to me.
Okay, alright.
The most difficult part about your job is not operating a half-ton vehicle. It is not navigating narrow streets that for some reason are all one way.
It's true.
Your job
is about the people. That's what I forgot when I released that bear trap delivered by a ferret. I forgot that riding the bus is about the people on the bus.
Keep it together, Bill.
You're right. I lapsed for a second. This is like, it's almost like a ministry, isn't it, Bill? It's almost like a calling to be a bus driver.
It really is.
Phyllis, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I've never been with anyone I stalked.
I've never been with anyone that stalked me.
Wow.
That's awesome. And moreover, that, you know, found me attractive in my blue twill pants.
Well, here's the thing, Phyllis.
Yeah?
You're no longer a driver, and I'm no longer stalking you, and
yeah,
we're done. So I'll see you later. Okay?
What?
I'll let myself out. Bye.
I'll be damned. Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked.
Brynette?
Kenny?
Just know that I am always going to take care of you from first period to sixth period, and if I don't have detention, I will never leave you.
I feel the same way, but the other way around. I will be diminutive and need protecting from first period to sixth period, but if you have detention, I'm on my own.
That's why I think it's time we have a baby. Because people won't attack you if you have a baby.
But you know what, Kenny?
But what did we say about butts?
You know what, Kenny?
What?
I'm 12 and I barely have started my menses. I don't think I can have a baby.
You know what Dr. Phil says? He says...
Why don't you marry Dr. Phil? Because you like him so much.
You know what Dr. Phil says about men marrying men?
What?
It's like a cobbler.
Really?
You put flour into a cobbler, you put apples into a cobbler. You don't put apples and apples into a cobbler, because then you just have a plate full of apples. You don't put flour in flour, then you just have a plate of flour.
Sometimes you don't make very much sense, Kenny.
You must be Darlene. Is this the nine pal?
Yes, this is the nine pal. I have 7 minutes left in my shift, and hop on in. And
you're just lovely. Do you know Phyllis?
I vaguely know Phyllis. Phyllis was fired for incompetence.
Yeah.
How do you know my name?
It doesn't matter. I'll take this seat in the front.
Have a seat. Get yourself situated. Please keep your large bag out of the aisle.
You have a lovely rump.
Darling. Well, you know... I'm sitting on it, so I'm not sure,
My double foam latte is basically an empty cup now.
I guess, and thank you, monkey. But, you know...
Monkey!
How long you think it will be that we can continue to give the Portlanders francs? They're so funny.
I think they're just so desperate for some sort of money that they're willing to take anything... I mean, their economy is based around one-way streets. It's ridiculous.
Last week, someone said, give me cash advance. I handed them a wash rag. And they said, okay, I'll take it.
I mean, when you're so desperate, you'll do anything, right?
Anything.
It's like that Al Gore movie.
Oh, An Inconvenient Truth?
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to admit that we're screwing them over. They just keep driving on in their gas-guzzling lifestyles.
Over and over and over.
Would you like some shrimp tempura?
I would love some, Fritz. Mmm. Mm. It's delicious.
And I also don't I try very hard not to use my credit cards for Christmas purchases. I try and use recycled things because I think that's better for our economy, and we produce less plastics, and that's got to basically... I would really like to get one of those little Susie Wong dresses that you have on, though. Those are charming.
Susie Wong.
Wong?
Wong.
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 I don't know how you get your hair cut in that perfect bowl cut shape. Well, where do you go to get that done? I think it's refreshing. Are you from Iceland?
Hey, Gurgurgurgak.
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 Yeah, do you know Bjork? Because isn't Bjork from... I think she is just an amazing performer.
Lloyd, I am getting off this bus, and I want you to stay here.
Oh, yeah? What if I want to get off the bus, too? This world's gonna have to be big enough for us.
You know what? I am an honored citizen while I'm on this bus. I am an honored citizen when I get off this bus. You need to honor me for my sacrifice, Lloyd.
I do. Remember that pencil set I got you last year for your birthday?
I do remember that pencil set.
It said, "To a true patriot." From Lloyd.
Lloyd, the true patriot as well?
Exactly.
Could you just check to see if this is really Powell?
Okay.
You've been driving a while, about 52 minutes. How do you know it's Powell?
We're going to come up to a signal. We're coming to a signal right now.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're stopping at the signal?
Yeah.
Okay, what's usually on the corner of an intersection?
I'm not good at guessing games.
Is there a street sign?
Sometimes.
There's a street sign directly to your right.
Right. Yeah.
It says P-O-W-E-L.
I couldn't see the last letter. I couldn't see the last letter.
Powell! Ron Powell. And now we're going to turn the corner off of Powell on the way, the last leg to the Rose Festival. And I will be off shift.
Okay.
Have you had a nice ride on TriMet today?
It's been very educational.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. I'm going to pull over here, and we're just going to have a short 5-minute delay while we switch drivers, and I'm going to get the hell off this bus.
Darlene, I hope you're not leaving.
I'm leaving. Have a nice afternoon, Mr. Scary Bottom Pants.
I guess I'll see you at 11:05 tomorrow. Round in the corner of 27th.
Oh, Jesus. Freak.
That bus finally came, but it's like just for a break, you know?
Yeah.
Take a break. Huh. I guess I gotta take breaks, right? Everyone's gotta take a break.
Yeah, like buses are like horses, maybe. They kind of have to rest.
You know. Huh? Huh?
Like
the water.
Like the horn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like neigh, you know, like neighing. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a horse? I once rode a horse.
You rode a horse?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got my bicycle.
Yeah? Did you want to ride the horse?
Oh, yeah.
It was voluntary?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I don't like doing things that are involuntary.
Oh, really?
No, not
like
at all.
Like sneezing?
Oh, like, I hate that. You're like, oh,
it's going to come or not.
Oh, but then it didn't.
Yeah.
It's like the bus. Is it going to come or not?
You never know.
You never know.
Catch it by surprise or...
you might miss it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
So you're taking over the bus, Bill?
Yeah. I ran out of drivers, and I hog-tied Tammy.
good for you. You stood up to her, man.
You know, I realized you can't change the world driving a desk. But I can change the world one number nine at a time.
You're really an inspiration, man. You're my new hero.
Thank you.
There's a monkey loose. Let me just give you a rundown. There's a monkey. There's still some protesters. There's a woman that won't believe.
Is this the Powell?
Yeah, that it's the Powell.
You want some of this?
There is an amazing selection. There's some vets and a selection of handicapped people who keep getting on and off. There's a woman
speaking
on his cell phone. A guy who's lost his service ferret. Someone's lost her toothbrush. And a stalker. So.
Oh, God.
What was that complaint today?
Complaint?
Remember?
Their complaint was you never told them where the 44 Express was.
And that has been the listeners for June 2006. The listeners will return on July 10th for another hour of completely improvised radio theater. Tonight, our performers were
Marilyn Devine,
Jim Wigand,
Gretchen McNeely,
Adam Higgins. All right. Thank you all very much. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. And remember, every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, it's Radio Theater here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.